This is Day to Day. I'm Madeline Brand. Coming up, are you a snob? We talk with writer Julian Fellowes about his new novel. But first, two groups not known for their affinity for each other, journalists and politicians, are uniting after yesterday's appeals court decision forcing two reporters to reveal their sources in the Valerie Plame case or go to jail. Across the country, there have been similar judicial clampdowns on reporters, and journalists now have an unlikely ally, conservative Republican Mike Pence. The Indiana congressman has sponsored a national shield law that would protect journalists who use confidential sources. It's called the Free Flow of Information Act, and this is how Congressman Pence says the law would work.
Well, the idea of a federal media shield statute is really born of the experience of some 30 states that for some time have provided statutory clarity and protections over a reporter's ability to collect information from confidential sources and be completely free from having to disclose those confidential sources.
And what motivated this legislation? Were you thinking of specific reporters in the Valerie Plame case?
Well, I was. I'm as a House conservative, I have great affection for Bob Novak, and I just found a lot of the rhetoric to begin with very troubling. I've never been a journalist, but I worked around journalists a lot back in my days in radio and television, and I just understand the critical importance of a free and independent press. And now, as a legislator for the last 4 years, I really see that the only real restraint on government power in real time is a free and independent press. And so seizing on these rather noteworthy cases and a lot of the debate swirling around the Novak and Plame disclosure, I felt it was important to try and develop legislation, and we've done that. And happily, my colleague, Senator Richard Lugar from Indiana, has filed the bill in the Senate.
Well, you know, prosecutors have argued that in cases such as this, there is no other way to gain information in a criminal case, and so they need to go to reporters.
We built the Federal Media Shield statute on the internal memorandum that has been the policy at the Justice Department for about 30 years. The idea being that while there's an absolute privilege from revealing confidential sources, that a reporter may, under certain circumstances, be required to share information if the government clears a certain evidentiary hurdle regarding national security or the inability to obtain that from other sources. There are times and occasions where, in the public interest, reporters may be required to share information that they have collected, but the preservation of confidential sources remaining confidential, and that privilege being on a matter of federal statute, it seemed to us to be very critical, and in light of the court opinion this week, is even more urgent.
But do you worry that these kinds of prosecutions may erode the ability from your side, from possibly being a source, may erode that ability to talk to reporters freely without fear of being named in a particular story?
Well, I don't fear it. I just simply have no doubt that it would put a chilling effect on the willingness of people literally at every level of government to talk to members of the Fourth Estate. The ability of whether you are an elected official or a member of the administration or the bureaucracy to share information with the absolute assurance of confidentiality is essential to ensuring that the public has information on the activity of its government. And then, you know, then it meets the test of public opinion. And we've had some very noteworthy examples of late where major arteries of the national media have made one assertion, and then in the marketplace of ideas, that's been found to be wanting. And I have great confidence in the free marketplace of ideas and facts, much more than I have confidence in an environment with an increasing prosecutorial temperament to preserve that.
Have you ever been a confidential source in a news story?
I should probably do a no comment.
Off the record, confidentially. Mike Pence represents Indiana's 6th District in the United States Congress. He's the chair of the Republican Study Committee. That's the Organization of House Conservatives. Congressman Pence, thank you very much.
Thank you very much for your interest in this issue.